This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, July 26. Ordering Sacred Time. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 28. The Lord said to Moses, "Give this command to the Israelites and say to them, 'Make sure that you present to me at the appointed time my food offerings as an aroma pleasing to me.' Say to them, 'This is the food offering you are to present to the Lord: 2 lambs a year old without defect, as a regular burnt offering each day. Offer one lamb in the morning and the other at twilight, together with a grain offering of a tenth of an ephah of the finest flour, mixed with a quarter of a hin of oil from pressed olives. This is the regular burnt offering instituted at Mount Sinai as a pleasing aroma, a food offering presented to the Lord. The accompanying drink offering is to be a quarter of a hin of fermented drink with each lamb. Pour out the drink offering to the Lord at the sanctuary. Offer the second lamb at twilight, along with the same kind of grain offering and drink offering that you offer in the morning. This is a food offering, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. On the Sabbath day, make an offering of 2 lambs a year old without defect, together with its drink offering and a grain offering of 2/10 of an ephah of the finest flour mixed with olive oil. This is the burnt offering for every Sabbath, in addition to the regular burnt offering and its drink offering." Today is a special day. It's a day of worship and rest. We call it the Lord's Day to celebrate that Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week. This day is set apart from the other days of the week to gather with God's people, to thank God for the new life and rest we have in Christ, to pray and give, and to hear God's word to us. This gives order to our week. Numbers 28 shows that Israel was commanded to bring a series of offerings to God. There were daily offerings. There were weekly offerings to be given on the Sabbath. Then there were monthly and yearly offerings associated with festivals. Israel's calendar was full. The people's life was ordered by these worship activities so that fellowship with God would be at the center of their living. This didn't mean God's people could just quit ordinary life, but the ordinary was not to drown out worship. Is worship a priority for you and your family? It can be challenging not to let the activities of life crowd out the worship of God. And it's hard to thrive spiritually when we neglect the sacred time God calls us to build into our lives. In general, our lives will get disordered when we neglect God's design. So worship with God's people today. Sing, praise, and pray to the Lord, and celebrate your rest in Christ Jesus. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for securing our rest on this day through your resurrection. May our worship today be joyful and bring glory to you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.